T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Carmen's coming up in a couple of minutes. We got Hot Seat coming up in the next segment. We got a ton to still do. But as you know, I am in distress right now, and I turn to my best friends in moments like this.
Who we got?
And I have, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, also a brilliant radiocaster in Pittsburgh, the man who has covered football the longest in America today, my friend Rod Cook. Hi, Roddy.
Hi, Angelo. I assume you're handling this defeat very calmly.
Right? No, Rod, I got another crisis first. Rod, I got pantsed on this show. My knowledge of football, is it not staggering?
Oh, it's mind-blowing. Absolutely.
Thank you. Ron, so with a minute 10 to go in the first half in the game with the Eagles and the Steelers, right, Wentz throws to the unbelievable new receiver, Fulgham. He is pushed out of bounds, and the clock does not stop. And I get a caller, and he goes, "We got screwed out of 20 seconds. They should have stopped the clock." And I go, "They didn't." And then I checked the sheet, and they didn't stop the clock. Did you know if you push a runner out of bounds in the last 2 minutes of the half of the game, they don't stop the clock?
No, they should have stopped the clock. It sounds like they blew it. I didn't notice that, Angelo, to be honest with you.
No, Ron. Ron, there's a rule.
I didn't notice it, but they should stop it, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
Absolutely.
There is a rule that was enacted in 2006. I told you this was obscure, Al.
Yes.
If the defense initiates the man going out of bounds, the clock does not stop. 14 years, Ron, I didn't know.
Well, how does the guy go out of I don't get it. If the defensive guy is instigating it, he's going to push him out of bounds to get him down, to get the play stopped. I always thought it stopped, too.
It doesn't
stop. I didn't
know
that, Angelo.
All right. You know what, Ron? This makes me feel so much better. Because you and I, between us, we have like 90 years of football knowledge. And we should know that. All right, let me get to the game itself. Ron, we are fixated on the play that cost the Eagles their last chance. The fourth touchdown by Claypool. They're at the line. Big Ben sees something, checks off, and the Eagles don't react. We are now hearing that Claypool verbally asked Ben what to do, and the Eagles did not react. What was your take from your side of the ball?
It's exactly similar to that. And I know you're real high on Jim Schwartz. I believe you said last week you should give his ring back from the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
That hasn't changed.
That's
Ron.
So, you know, Ben saw it right away. You know, it's what 17 years in the league does. He saw it right away. And he actually goes over to the left side of the line to tell Juju Smith-Schuster to run deep in and out to take the one corner with him. And then he tells Claypool. And Claypool, I don't know if he asked Ben, but he asked Ebron, the tight end, I believe, what should I do? Because Ben said they had never practiced that play. And he said, but we saw what they were giving us, and it was going to be wide open. So, I mean, they just caught him. And I don't know, would a lesser quarterback have figured that out? Maybe. But you can't make a mistake like that against Roethlisberger. But the kid, Claypool, admitted after the game, he goes, I didn't know what the hell to do. He said, he asked Ebron, the tight end, what should I do? And they told him, and he was supposed to run a shorter pattern, and they told him to go deep down the middle, and Ben found him. There wasn't a guy within 10 yards of him.
All right, so, Ron, this is terrible coaching on the Eagles' side of the ball. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, when the plays don't work, it's stupid calls. When they work, it's great calls. That's how we react. We're the same way here in Pittsburgh. But,
right.
You know, I don't see your team enough. I was interested with the 57-yard field goal. I thought that was the right call. Did you like that or not?
I thought that was fine. Normally, he will kick that through. But, Ron, at that point, let's just say that goes through. I still have zero faith that the Eagles will stop the Pittsburgh Steelers from getting at least a corresponding three to win the game. That defense Eagles are putting out there right now is not good. You could address it. How many times did the Steelers get 38 points, Ron?
It's been a long time. They haven't had that in 2 years where they haven't even had 30 in 2 years. But, I mean, and it's such a great game plan going in. We saw stuff this week against you guys that we haven't seen all year, those jet sweeps, the receivers coming in motion. And it looked like the Eagles hadn't seen it either and weren't quite sure how to react to it. You know, you could say the Eagles coaches are pretty dumb, and maybe they are. I thought the Steelers offensive coaches had a pretty good game.
Well, that's usually one usually leads to the other. Chase Claypool. I mean, this is a second-round pick. We used the first-round pick on our receiver. He can't get on the field. Did you guys know he was this good?
No, of course not. And I don't know if anybody did. Ten wide receivers went ahead of him in the draft.
Wow.
He was the 11th wide receiver picked. And a lot of those guys are not getting on the field. You're right about that. But, no, in fact, people in Pittsburgh were screaming, you know, J.K. Dobbins, the running back from Ohio State, was still on the board. Everybody saying, take Dobbins, take Dobbins. He ended up going to Baltimore like six picks later, and we're going to be watching that Claypool and against the Ravens and Dobbins against the Steelers because the Steelers-Ravens are the big rival. People didn't really want Claypool here. And again, he was the 11th wide receiver pick.
Wow. He looked great. All right, Ron, I got a more the Steelers have won six Super Bowls while the Eagles have won one. Ron has covered many of those Super Bowl teams. Ron, after a team wins a Super Bowl, is there a tendency by the organization to develop love for players that makes them hang on too long to that player?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we saw that. Now, obviously, the Steelers, there was no free agency in the 70s when they won four.
Right.
So if you build a great team, you can keep it together. But that ultimately led to Chuck Knoll's demise in the early 80s. He kept guys around that couldn't play anymore, that, you know, that were getting old. And, you know, it's such a cold-hearted business. It has to be. But I think it's just natural. If somebody helps you win a Super Bowl, or in Knoll's case, four Super Bowls, you know, your tendency is to keep them around. They're absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting burned by
that. I don't
think
there's any question of that, Angelo.
That's killing us right now. Hey, here's another one. Big Ben, Carson Wentz has been compared to Big Ben. You know, same kind of physical style, that kind of thing. Would you want today, just forgetting age, Ron, would you rather have Big Ben as your quarterback or Carson Wentz for the rest of this one season? Who's better?
Oh, I have to say Ben right now just because of his experience. And obviously, I don't know what's up with Wentz. I mean, I didn't realize how good he was, Angelo, the last 3 years. I mean, is, what, 81 to 21 in touchdowns to interceptions?
Yeah.
I don't know why he's throwing them like this year. I know he doesn't have much offensive line. His receivers are hurt. But you said to me, I don't know if it was on your show or our show, that you don't know that he would have won the Super Bowl when Foles won it, right?
They wouldn't
have won it. If he'd have been in there.
They would not have won it. I said it on your show, and I meant it. They would not have won it if Wentz did not get hurt. Foles won it. Wentz would not have won it.
Well, I mean, I've always been a big Wentz fan, and so is Roethlisberger. I mean, Ben, they have the same agent. They worked out together before the draft. You know, Ben has always spoken very highly about Wentz. I just don't know what's happening to him this year. He looked awful, awful.
Yeah, there's something wrong. Ron, I have one more question for you. It's a personal one. Ron, I was on your radio show. You're a great radio guy. I have read your stuff for many years. You're a terrific writer. Ron, if Philadelphia had come along, let's say 20, 25 years ago, with an offer for more money, you are Pittsburgh. Would you have pulled up stakes and come to the other side of the state? Would you have come here for the right offer?
Oh, I'd go anywhere for the right offer. I'm all about the money, Angelo. I think you said the same thing. I'd go to Cleveland. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far down. But,
you would have done it for money, right, man? That's what you're telling me?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know what? You got to factor family situations in and all that kind of stuff. But I've been in Pittsburgh forever. I went to Northwestern for 4 years and came back and never left. So, Philly's such a great sports town. I absolutely would go for the money.
Well, I'm hoping that'll get back to Pittsburgh and give you some problems in the near future, Ron.
Right.
Ron, you're the best, Ron. Thank you so much, as always, Ron.
All right, guys. I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.